The Dow Jones Industrial Average had another big drop today, closing down 3.15%. That's on top of yesterday's 3.5% drop. Markets hate uncertainty, and right now uncertainty is high because no one knows how bad the coronavirus outbreak could get and how it could impact global supply chains or consumer demand. Let's look at one industry, automobiles. Kristen Jicek is Vice President of Business at the Center for Automotive Research in Ann Arbor, Michigan.
Some of the first calls I got in the beginning days of this outbreak were, well, what do we get from China? Well, we get everything from China, and it doesn't even matter if the United States bought any auto parts from China. We buy auto parts from other countries that most certainly have Chinese content embedded in them. That center in Wuhan, you know, makes brakes and brake pads, small electronics and electrical lighting. You know, there's just a whole bunch of stuff that gets made in China that is then embedded into larger products that we may be buying from Japan or South Korea or even Mexico.
And what happens when those parts, those circuit boards, run out? I mean, is a factory in another part of the world, is a factory in the United States, they just can't complete the car?
Depending on what the parts, the missing parts are, then yes, there could be, you know, you need all of the parts to make a car usually. You know, one of the disruptions that we heard about was that there may be some, one automaker had through social media channels had said, not the automaker themselves, but somebody had mentioned, well, we're not going to be able to get these decals. I'm like, well, decals, you can put those vehicles out in a lot, wait for the decals to come. But these disruptions that are happening now, I mean, we're not exactly sure when that will impact the automakers here.
And as we look ahead to the possible future spread of the virus, what do you do if a significant portion of your factory workers are out sick?
You know, and it's not something you can do from home. You know, like, I know that work from home policy is something that a lot of people can do, but, you know, somebody assembling a vehicle or assembling parts and components for automotive manufacturing cannot do that from home. So, yeah, we would see production disruptions, absolutely, with the workforce if that were to play out here in North America. But certainly that's what we're seeing in China and in South Korea, Japan a little bit, and then on to northern Italy.
What about consumer confidence?
Absolutely. I think, you know, consumer confidence is, you know, a difficult thing to judge how they're going to view this. And, you know, consumers in China, for instance, you know, after the SARS epidemic, we did see a spike in automotive demand as more folks who had means decided they didn't want to ride public transit and be exposed to viruses and instead would prefer to travel in a private car. So, you know, there could be a strong rebound on the other side of it. And, you know, we don't really know how demand is going to come back after this long of a disruption.
So, Kristen, it sounds like the industry is not freaking out, but it's watching the situation very carefully.
They're watching, they're making plans, and there's a lot of work to be had in figuring out how to rejigger the supply chain and keep those factories that are making products that people want here, keep those running and keep the jobs going. It's a potential several weeks down the road that we may start to see the disruptions here, and it could be extremely disruptive if they don't manage these plans and these strategies well. And I think that's partly why we see them keeping these plans very close to the vest, that, you know, it's a strategic advantage for a company that can figure out how to keep their production running.
Kristen Jicek at the Center for Automotive Research in Ann Arbor, Michigan. Thank you.
Thank you, Marco.
News headlines are just ahead. You're with the world.